Our Holy Gospel today is found in the Gospel of Matthew. And I would probably say that this reading, in the midst of our theme, hope, is quite significant. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be grieved and agitated. Then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay away from me." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away for the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass until I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
I invite the gifts to come up this time. Lord.
Snowflakes coming down. Yay! It's Christmas! So, no, no, honey, it's not yet. But he was so hopeful. He wants Christmas to be here right now. And that's what we want sometimes, isn't it? We want some things and we want them right now. We hope for them right now. Well, Jesus, he answers our prayers, doesn't he? How many of you have had a prayer answered? Right? Did the prayer always get answered right when we want it to be answered? Like, "I really would love $1 million right now." It's not there. And if it's not there, why didn't God answer my prayer right now?
It's not Christmas.
really think it's coming at Christmas? Olivia, I'm with you on this one. I'm going to stick with you. That would be super cool.
But sometimes our prayers don't get answered right away. But God and Jesus, they remind us of things that we want to hope for. Do we want to hope that everyone gets the food they need? That's a really good thing to hope for. How about if everyone had a roof over their head and a nice warm coat in that crazy winter weather we had the last couple days? That would be a really wonderful hope. Does everyone have food that they need right now? Do we have the food we need? Yeah, we do. But are there other people in the world that do not have that food? We can keep hoping, and we can keep praying, and Jesus will answer that prayer through us. Now, I have one more thing. So, I brought this in. This was like the cheapest little thing I found one day, but it really spoke to me the day that I was in the dollar store and I bought it. And it says, faith. Now, faith is confidence of what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. It's from Hebrews. Here it is. You see it? It's really not much, right? Now, CIA kids, this might be on the scavenger hunt this spring during the lock-in. So you might want to just throw a couple eyes up here, right? Because it hangs in a really kind of a secret place. It hangs in a really secret kind of place. It's tucked in a corner, and not many people get to see it. But almost every day that I work here, I see this. And it reminds me that God will make things happen. Because it says faith. Faith is the confidence of what we hope for. When we hope that everyone has food, will God make that happen for us? He will. He'll be there and He'll make that happen for us.
Yeah, but if we hope right away.
Might not be right away. Does He think that maybe He'll make that happen through us, that we need to do a little bit of work too sometimes, right? But when we hope for those things, we know that God will do it for us. That is pretty powerful, that we will know God will help us out. Even if maybe my hope is to make $1 million.
Yeah.
I love their confidence. Faith is the confidence of what we do not see. And I'm really loving your confidence in that $1 million.
What does that little word say?
The little word right down here says Hebrews 11, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, excuse me, 11:1. And it says, I'll say it one last time, faith. Now, faith is confidence of what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So we can keep hoping and God will come through for us. That is pretty powerful. Thank you for joining me this morning. Let's go all have a seat. Can you hear me? You got it? Oh, good job. Thank you.
I invite you to please pray with me. Loving God, we are grateful this day for your goodness and your grace. We are grateful this day for the hope we have, the hope that you give us through faith. We give you thanks this day for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if you realize this, but some of the greatest hymns that have been written have to deal with hope. In fact, we're going to be singing one of those today. Just take a look at the words. Just take a look at the words of the hymn following the sermon today. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Whenever I hear this hymn of hope, I'm reminded of a particular time in my history. And I was about 7 years old. It was in November 22nd, I believe. And President Kennedy was assassinated. Is that right? November 22nd? Am I correct on that? Or 23rd? Right around there. But the thing that I remember about, why I remember that, is because I remember hearing the Navy hymn, which is the melody of "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Hearing it over and over and over again played as the funeral procession and many different things happened during that time. And even at that time, I was just really new at playing piano. In fact, by the way, I took piano for a half a year. Then I asked my parents if I could quit, and they said yes. I haven't forgiven them yet. Okay? So, parents, if your kids are taking piano lessons, don't let them quit. Okay? Don't let them quit. But I remember sitting down at the piano with the hymnal open, because I could read notes a little bit, and over the next number of days, I worked very, very hard at trying to memorize that hymn. That hymn, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." And now the thing about that memory is that hope comes out of a tragic circumstance. Something tragic had happened to our nation. And yet there was this hymn of hope that rises above. A number of weeks ago, I read a little bit out of a book called Crazy Talk. The subtitle here is "Not So Stuffy Dictionary of Theological Terms." Okay? And this is how hope is defined. A promise of a future worth the trouble it takes to get out of bed in the morning. Intimately related to faith and love, and quite unlike fear, dread, and sarcasm, hope is one of those things that we human beings cannot generate from within. Hope starts to grow inside us when a promise is spoken to us from the outside. Theologically, this means hope is our response to the gospel. And it means hope has the same invigorating and optimistic producing properties as a great cup of coffee on a cold, dark morning. In contrast to strong java, however, the effects of gospel-induced hope are longer lasting. We are promised eternal life. Free. We don't have to pay for hope, not even for fair trade, organically growing hope, and of some benefit to our neighbor. Because we have hope, we also have love for the neighbor. Hope. Hope. It's an incredible, powerful force, but it's born out of faith. Back a number of years, when I was a mission developer starting a new congregation, and I think I've told you this story before, I was able to had the privilege of naming it. And the name that I gave this congregation was People of Hope. Now, we just sang a song as our song of praise called People of Hope, and that was the song that I commissioned Larry Olson of Dakota Road to write for this congregation, this new birthing congregation. That we were people of hope, when yet there was nothing there. What it means is that it became a descriptive of what type of community we sought to be. People of hope. Think about that for a moment. We are people of hope. We come together. We share our faith together. Our challenges together. We are people of hope. We share our joys together. We are people of hope. We celebrate this because we are children of God. We celebrate this because through our baptism we've been adopted. We've been part of a family. All right, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it. Snap your fingers. With me. There. We're family. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Can you sing that with me? We're family. We're family. I need you, and you need me. We're family. Okay, I want you to keep that in mind. We're family together. We have been baptized together and drawn together through those waters, cleansed. Now, we don't know why the Lord picks us. We don't. It's not because of our great qualities. In fact, all humankind is on equal footing when it comes to those things. But we stand before God and each other as sinners in need of a Savior. Broken people in need of healing. We only can say that God wills to adopt us as His own, to be part of a family. To be part of this family which births hope. Psalm 139, in which we read a portion today, is part of my go-to psalm. Because out of the psalm is born hope. Knowing that no matter where I go, God is always with me. There's no place that I can go that God isn't already, and that God knows everything. God knows everything. When we were still in my mother's womb, God knew me. And God knows our thoughts even before we think of them. Think of those words. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I go here, you're there. If I go here, you're there. If I make my bed here, you're there. If I just want to stay in the darkness, even darkness is not dark to you. Your light comes in. Paul declares that Christians have a unique relationship with God. We are in Christ, and Christ is with us. God's Spirit speaks to our spirit. And in Romans, Paul assures us, his readers, that absolutely nothing can separate us from that love. Love in Christ Jesus. Our hope becomes more secure because of this relationship that we have with God. We are more than a speck of dust in the vast universe, and we are more than simply a number. We are family. We are family, and God cares for us. And we live in the reality that God holds us in the palm of His hand. It is a part of our going out and our coming in. Now, our hymns, our hope is born out of life experience, born out of the challenges. We look around us and we know that things aren't what they should be. Even creation groans. We know that there will come a time when suffering and struggle will end. There will be a time when there's no more bigotry, no more racism and sexism and prejudice and injustice. There will be a time of peace and justice. And this hope is not something that numbs us to the pain around us, but rather it enables us to give a broader perspective and address it. We are people of hope. This is the hope that empowers and transforms our lives. And we are able to feel peace and contentment in our lives because of this hope. Jesus, in our gospel text today, prayed in the garden before he was arrested and right before his crucifixion. Prayed and trusted. Out of that was born hope. Was born resurrection. Out of that, despair and fear was born life. You know, there can be no resurrection without death. And this is our hope, the promise of the cross. And we're invited to live in this hope today, that we are people who walk in a living hope. Amen.
Strengthen us to believe your gracious promises, Lord, in your mercy. Great are your works, O Lord, and we delight in the wonder and majesty of creation. As the earth brings forth its fruit Renew your creation so that all creatures are sustained and nourished. We pray especially today for those who work the fields in places of snow and of wet weather. Grant them your grace. Grant them hope in the midst of the challenges that are for them. Lord, in your mercy. The heritage of nations belongs to you, and your Spirit fills the earth. Bless presidents, prime ministers, chancellors, lawmakers, judges, governors, and county officials so that they reflect your faithfulness and uprightness in their work for the people. Lord, in your mercy. You wash us and you make clean, or we are made clean. In your compassion, immerse all who are sick and suffering in your care. Especially today, we lift up Andy, Josie, Pam and Randy, Heidi, Sue, Patty, Kathy, Donnell, Ernie, Lexan, Jim, Norm and Helen, Sharon, Kevin, Grace, Levi, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Leo, Sam, and Bart, and all those whom we name in our hearts. Heal us, even when there may be no cure, and give us thankful hearts. Lord, in your mercy. You called a people to be your own, yet you have shown limitless love and mercy to people of every nation. Open our hearts so that, like you, we welcome the stranger in our midst. Lord, in your mercy. With love and thanksgiving, we remember those who have died in you. Give us certainty to trust the salvation that is in Christ Jesus, Lord, in your mercy. Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you. And share that peace with one another. This time, right before we gather our offering, you're grateful to be dedicating a new communion set. So, in other words, everything matches now. But we are grateful this day. This communion ware has been given in memory of Arnie Bork. We're grateful to Arlene and her family for sharing this with us, with your family here at Christ Lutheran. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. You made the whole earth for your glory. All creation praises you. We lift our voices to join the songs of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You divide the day from the night. You appointed times and seasons for work and rest, for tearing down and building up. You blessed your people through all generations and guided them in life and death. Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaiah and all the prophets, Mary, the mother of our Lord, Peter, James, and John, and all the apostles and all the saints and witnesses to your church of ages past. in whom your Spirit spoke and moved. We give you thanks, O God, as we set apart these communion vessels and we dedicate them. May all who receive the bread of heaven and the cup of blessing be sustained by your grace and power, all done to your glory and praise. Grant us faith to know your gracious purpose in all things, and give us joy in them, and lead us to the building up of your kingdom through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We receive our morning offering at this time. Thanksgiving. Fill us with the love you have for us and for others. As we receive Jesus in this meal, make us to be as Jesus in the world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O God, for you made the earth and all that is, and declared it good. Blessed are you, for in Christ you have entered into creation, into our humanity, into our vulnerability, into our mortality. You stayed with us through conflict, through suffering, through death. Blessed are you for raising Jesus from the dead, and him promising new life to us all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. Giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. The dinner table is set, and Jesus invites us to come. So come and eat.
Thank you.
invite you to stand as you're able. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Holy, generous one, we say,
thank you.
You have gathered and fed us like the multitudes on the hillside, and we are full of your life. We say,
thank you.
With this food, give us strength to live and to live fully. We say,
thank you.
We love one another like a family, and we trust you to serve the world until we meet again. We say,
thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, who feeds the world.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our ascending song, Blessed Assurance.
Yes. On Friday at 4 o'clock, we will be loading up our quilts, the baby layout, and Paul and Diane Jacobson is gracious enough to haul those to Eau Claire on Saturday. So if anybody could help us out loading it up, we'll be meeting here at 4 o'clock. Thank you.
Well, you know what time it is.
waiting here. We were getting done 10 minutes early. What's happened? Well, anyway, you know what that
is.
Love.
Grow.
Serve.
Others.
Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you.